This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. So today, there's got to be a good friend.
And I can't find my shoes. It's no surprise that I'm singing the blues. So many holes in my life to mend. And someone just said that the world's gonna end.
Around the world, across the nation, up the street, and in Dudley's living room. Good day show.
Heavy good day program.
See, there it is.
Heavy time.
Across the living room.
Good day. Hello, good day. It is the Tuesday program, September 23rd. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here with some people in the news. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media so we can have all that angry stuff that people are concerned. They want to express their concerns about the airstrikes against ISIS. We got to go get them.
And
it would be nice to get them. Are we going to get them this way? They've used fighter jets. I saw this headline. It's one of those, talk about happy, silly talk.
How they save money in the war, they use the
used jets instead of the new shiny. Right, exactly, right.
Hey, that's responsible, though. You're a fan of used cars, right? It's the same thing.
Used jets. Let's use used jets. Anyway, so they blew up, what, 60 people were killed or something?
Yeah, 50 plus, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what does that do for us? With all of the
hoopla. All bad.
Yeah, right, exactly. Half the way, this thing turns out, half the people will be civilians, and that'll give them more room to recruit more people to come after us. Meanwhile, the whole hoopla about this security break at the White House has me kerfuddled. You know what it means to be kerfuddled?
I'm guessing it's not good. Maybe confused.
That's a Dr. Seuss word.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is sort of.
Laura Ingraham used the word kerfluffled yesterday as I was walking by the studio.
Really?
Have you guys been chatting?
With regard to what? What was she talking about?
I don't know. I just walked by and kerfluffled. She was like, I'm kerfluffled.
Okay. Well, so here the police or the Secret Service, whoever at the White House, they got this guy, Omar Gonzalez. And he's an Iraq War veteran. They've got him in custody because he jumped over the fence, and now he's become a bad guy. After he services the needs of the country with three tours to Iraq, comes back with post-traumatic stress disorder, now all of a sudden he's a bad guy because he's trying to get attention and help for his maladies. And the Secret Service is happy to pin on him the fact that there are 800 rounds of ammunition in his car. Only problem is Secret Service and the police can't find any guns. So he's got 800 rounds of ammunition in his car. So he was arrested a couple of months ago. He had a machete and a hatchet. So this is all this trumped up stuff to try to make it look like they're doing their job when they failed miserably. Not once, but twice over the weekend with people jumping over the fence, getting to the front door of the White House. What the hell? I can't get to my neighbor's, next door neighbor's house. There's enough security around my next door neighbor's house to keep me from doing that. So how is it that we can't, with 300 Secret Service on duty at the White House, what are they doing?
I think you touched on the real story here. The real story is, why is this guy not getting help?
Yeah, hello.
If he was arrested wandering around the White House, just outside the White House, with a hatchet and a machete a month ago, his wife has come out and said that he's had problems with post-traumatic stress disorder ever since he got back from some incident that happened there. Why is he not getting help?
Yeah.
That's the big problem.
It is. Okay. The question.
Not that a guy with 800 bullets in his car is running
and
around.
And we are going to address it because they're too busy trying to pin something on him instead of looking at ourselves or having them look at themselves. The same incompetence that lies about the IRS, the same incompetence that's lying about the VA in general, same incompetence that's lying about pretty much everything that's going on. Here's this poor soul. I feel sorry for this guy. He's a sore. Look at the pictures. He's a sad sack. He has nothing. His life, his family, everybody's concerned about him. And, of course, he's mentally incompetent.
His wife says when he walks around the house, he always has his 45 pistol with him at his hip at all times.
We've trained him to do that.
He never left him. He had
trained
a gun on him all the time behind every door.
Like that. Mm.
All right, now here's another item of interest. Speaking about training, there, I don't know how many of you have focused on this. This is one of those things that's sort of sub-headline, sub-below the news, sub-text. The three Afghan army officers who are guests of ours, they were training here in Massachusetts. They have disappeared. And apparently, well, they disappeared and they reappeared in Canada.
Trying to cross the border, yeah.
They wanted to give themselves, they wanted to seek asylum and give themselves up in Canada. They didn't pose a threat to the public. They never did. But the fact that they were here, the only thing that I was wondering is why they didn't want to have asylum in America. What did they know about Canada that made them want to go there instead of stay here?
It's easier to get asylum there.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My wife's stepbrother attempted to assassinate
from Colombia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Colombia, because part of the owner of the radio station group,
right.
Like my wife is.
Yeah.
And
the only one who's still alive in your family is your wife, right? Everybody else has been killed that owned that station in Colombia.
I mean, there was five kids the father, my wife, her brother who was shot and killed, and then her father who was shot and killed, and her uncle who was shot and killed, and then they tried to kill her
this
old
is all, by the way, let me just give you a little background into this. Richie's wife from Colombia, family-owned radio station, and they were anti-government. Or no, they were anti-drug lords. And
it was the FARC and the paramilitary fighting each other. And if you don't say good things about us...
Right. The Sunnis and the Crips,
you better say good things about us and bad things about the other guys. And no matter which way you go, you can't please one of the others.
So one of the others is going to kill you.
Right. Yeah. So, but anyway, went to Canada seeking asylum, and they, boom, let him in.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of nice benefits, the whole thing.
There you go. All right, so there's a lot of food for thought in these moments of, and I think that's really sort of what I'm asking you to do, moments of reflection. Really and truly, this guy is going to be prosecuted and not given help. Do you realize the public sentiment behind helping this guy now that we know what goes on at the VA?
But have you heard a lot of people say we should help this guy? Because I sure haven't.
Well,
I've heard a lot of people.
Anybody who had
someone went up to the White House.
Well, but that's because they aren't thinking, and they aren't really. They're not looking at the story behind the story. The story behind the story is this guy's been in uniform for a number of years. He went to Iraq 3 times. He has post-traumatic stress disorder, which is affecting hundreds, if not thousands, of our soldiers, and not being addressed by the VA. The VA is not doing anything still. And they're going to put this guy in jail because he was trying to call attention.
Come out on his behalf.
Well,
he needs someone.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's John McCain. I don't know if that's who that is. But someone needs to come out and say, "Hey,
that's a really interesting point, John."
You know, the thing about this story that really bugs me, though, and this is what happens whenever there's a shooting, is that this guy has become a celebrity, and everybody out there who is troubled, who's having whatever kind of issues, are going to look at this and like, here's the answer. I need to get some weapons and jump the fence at the White House. Or
but
the
he didn't have, all he had was a knife with him, right? Did he have any other weapons when he actually went to the door? I think it was just a knife. Not that that's good.
Yeah, I didn't hear what he had on him.
Meanwhile, okay, so there are hundreds of Secret Service who are now on call and on duty, and the police running around Washington, going to put up a higher fence. There's some talk of electrifying the fence. We're going to have guard dogs, all of that nonsense. Meanwhile, this guy, Eric Frein, who's in Chuck Curry, our movie man's backyard in the Poconos, is still holding the police at bay. And here's a guy who really is a danger. But how do these people get created? Whether it's the fellow at the White House or whether it's this guy who's shooting up the state troopers or whatever. Where do these people come from? How do they get to be that maligned and then mischievous, if that's the word you want to use? How do they, what presence of mind brings them around to wanting to do these things? You can't have everybody happy, that's for sure. But is there something that's going on? We've had these guys, remember the Unabomber, we go back to decades. When I was a kid, these people were doing these sorts of things. I suppose the history of the country, the history of the world, is full of people like this who just didn't like what was going on and they wanted to call attention to it or themselves, and they did it in some antisocial way. I guess that I'm answering my own question by
asking. Somebody has to stand up to the man, and it's going to be me. I'm going to save the world.
Yeah.
And then you go out in a blaze of glory. I'm sure depression springs a lot from this.
Yeah, right.
You know, you get depressed, you're isolated, and then you think, well, I'm going to make myself the example. That's how I'm going to go out.
Mm. Yeah. All right, well, a lot of food for thought. Speaking of that, let me feed your mind with something called Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Feeding your mind with the best quality omega-3 fish oil that there can possibly be. It has been found, it has been processed, and after the development of this special potion, Omax 3 Ultra Pure has been introduced, and we're talking about it here. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Pretty much 100% potent. That is, everything that's in this capsule is EPA, DHA rated as the best. Now, that may not mean anything to you, but I'll tell you what I think will make that difference to you, knowing that taking Omax 3 Ultra Pure will alleviate joint pain, will deal with a problem of high cholesterol that many of you have, will be better for your mind. Your mind needs this fish oil. It needs omega-3s to keep you from going down that sad street that so many people have gone down, not eating enough fish or having enough of this and other things that are contaminants in the atmosphere that are getting into your body and affecting your brain. You want to have as much of a guard against having Alzheimer's and dementia and that sort of thing, Parkinson's, as you can have. And I'm going to tell you, I'm convinced, and that's one of the reasons I'm taking this, is because I don't want to go down that street. Omax 3 Ultra Pure you anytime. It has been shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels. It just delivers. It delivers. Sharpens your mind, your mood, and your memory. Ranked the best omega-3 to stop inflammation, and inflammation is what causes disease and sickness. So make the health decision to call 800-316-7918. Notice I didn't say healthy, I said health. The decision to keep your health, to maintain your health, make your health better. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Folks who are making it are so confident that you'll see and feel the difference. They're willing to send you a free one-month supply. When you call 800-316-7918, you're saying, okay, what's that number again? 800-316-7918. Make sure you ask them for the one-month supply. You want the free one-month supply Doug Steffen's talking about. You'll pay shipping and handling. That's it. Go to DougForOmax3.com to order or call 800-316-7918 to order now.
Last year, a sudden inferno ended the Chicago fire season with one question. Who gets out alive? Tonight, see the stunning answer in an unprecedented season premiere where everything changes.
Over here! Bandits!
And anyone could go.
Jenkins, you copy? Report! Report!
Don't miss the season premiere of Chicago Fire, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Your local HealthMart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere.
They're the selfless among us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Here we go.
Everybody ready to come?
No.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. All right, this is a tune that has two names in essence. Some of you know it as Tub Thumping. It's also known as I Get Knocked Down, which screamed up the Billboard pop music charts during this week in 1997. You know who it is that is responsible for this one-hit wonder. Call us now at 888-302-3684 and you'll get a one-hit wonder hit CD, a group of songs done by one-hit wonders, which is the focus of our musical quiz every day at this time. So, Tub Thumping, how many people remember this, Jennifer?
I can never forget.
Ho, ho, ho! Richie's got it!
I'd like to apologize on behalf of everybody
here.
It's
going to be in all of our heads all day.
Every single one of you will be walking around today.
I know you will. You can call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. I'll give you a few bits and pieces of information. The term Tub Thumper refers to somebody, usually a politician, who jumps on the bandwagon with a populist idea. We got a whole Washington's loaded with Tub Thumpers, Richie. Tub Thumpers.
Absolutely.
Rolling Stone awarded Tub Thumping the number 12 position on their list of the 20 most annoying songs of all.
I agree.
This is a British alternative rock band together for 30 years.
Wow.
Their,
this is
songs,
all they have to prove.
That's it.
Wow.
Well, this is all they have to prove here.
Here in this country. No, they've done well everywhere else. Their songs were known for taking political stances on social issues like animal rights, class struggle, feminism, gay rights, pacifism, that kind of stuff. They openly encouraged their fans who couldn't afford to buy their CDs to steal them from large records.
Isn't that fabulous?
After no more pop hits were produced, the group finally said, that's it then, and went their separate ways a couple of years ago. So what's the name of this group? Crank it up, Richie!
Come on.
know the name of this group is Spell It for us.
Oh, no.
888-302-3684. Larry is in Needles, California. Hi, Larry.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, thank you. You're at the intersection of, 95 and 93. What's the nearest road, the big road near you?
Pretty much 95 and I-40.
Yeah, Interstate 95. It's a desert.
On the way to Laughlin, or no, past Laughlin, right?
Yeah, you're past Laughlin.
Well, yeah, past Laughlin, yeah.
Right. All right, so Larry, what's the name of this group?
It is Chumbawamba.
All right, so spell it for us.
Oh, geez. C-H-U-M-B-A-W-M-B-A.
Well, you missed an A.
Yeah, for me.
In there. It's C-H-U-M-B-A-W-A-M-B-A. Chumbawamba. Now, your next task, Larry, is to come up with, if we use this as an acronym, what could be a word? We could put a chain of words together based on the letters of Chumbawamba. You want to try to do that, or how's your head?
Oh, man, his brain's going to explode.
Oh, I think I'm a little too tired for that. I don't know.
Really? All right, so what's going on with you? Why are you up at this hour of the morning? What is it?
I start working about 4 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, do you? What do you do for work?
Late starter, huh?
I do traffic control. I'm one of the guys that puts cones and barricades on the roads. I do the road closures for construction crews.
That's your fault.
I'm the guy you're mad at because traffic's backed up. Yeah.
And that is dangerous. Richie's right. That's very dangerous stuff. Hanging on the back of that truck as you put the cones down.
Will you put a cone with a good day show cruise picture on it?
Put that somewhere. Larry wins.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you ever heard the term white coat hypertension? You know how you get nervous or anxious when you have to go see your doctor and it raises your blood pressure? Well, that's what hypertension or white coat hypertension is all about. White coat hypertension, the elevation of a person's blood pressure at the doctor's office, probably occurs in our dogs as well. According to a recent report from the University of California in Davis, true high blood pressure or hypertension is becoming more widely recognized as the disease affects dogs and requires treatment. But the diagnosis may be skewed by stress responses that temporarily elevate the dog's blood pressure at the veterinary hospital. You know how your dogs get real nervous when you take them to the vet. Here's what I suggest doing. I take my dogs to the vet even when they don't need to see the doctor, just to walk around the hospital, say hello to the receptionist. I usually let them know I'm coming so they can give the dog a treat or come out and say hello. If your dog feels more comfortable when he goes to visit the veterinarian, the veterinarian will get a much more accurate diagnosis. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Last year, a sudden inferno ended the Chicago fire season with one question. Who gets out alive? Tonight, see the stunning answer in an unprecedented season premiere where everything changes.
Over here! Man down!
And anyone could go.
Casey, you copy? Report! Report!
Don't miss the season premiere of Chicago Fire tonight after The Voice on NBC.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Chumbawamba concert to be over. It's time for us to get back to the issues of the day. I know.
We had to listen to all kinds of
other music to get the Chumbawamba song out of our head.
Those of you who were just joining us, we had as our one-hit wonder song of the day, a Chumbawamba tune.
And you know what happened?
What happened?
I got knocked down.
By whom? But you got back up. She got knocked down. I'm going to play this song all morning long. Nobody will be
this
able to
this is
that
right up there with Lowrider for me. I mean, those two will haunt me.
Whenever I want to drive Jennifer crazy, I just go, Lowrider.
All right, let's get to some of the issues, and then we can go back to this after you. We got to get to a few serious things. The United Nations is conducting a summit. UN General Assembly gets going today. First item on its long list of issues to tackle is climate change. Like, that's the biggest problem we have on the planet. It will be an address
from the UN. It is, because they don't do anything else about it.
That's right.
Why not talk about climate?
Between that and the Ebola thing, everybody's still talking. You know how much gas is weighed, literally, figuratively, how much gas there is. These people
destroying the ozone.
Well, you know, this is, they talk about cows and methane gas ruining the planet. They got more gas coming out of them. All these people, never mind the gas talking about climate change, the gas talking about what they're going to do. The real problem that somebody had the UN ought to be addressing is the Ebola situation in Africa. Instead, they're going to talk about climate change?
And it gives the president an opportunity to unleash a couple of more executive orders, it looks like.
Like, well,
aimed at reducing carbon emissions.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Combating climate change.
Yeah.
Well, he does have a pen, you know.
Right, exactly.
Got to use it for something.
Obama's going to ask the UN to come up with a plan to avert an environmental disaster because time is ticking, tick, 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 tock, tock, tock.
I wonder if China's there.
No, you know what the Chinese are doing? What did I see? The Chinese are doing something really kind of weird. What did I see?
Yeah, they put bacon in the orange chicken at
Panda. No. Listen to this.
Like, where did that come from?
There's a human rights group that says the Chinese are the biggest producers of torture equipment in the world, and they are exporting them gear like electric shock wands, neck and wrist cuffs,
Sounds like Friday night at my house. Who knew that crap was made in China?
You are so twisted. She sounds so nice.
Oh, my God. How did we get to this? All right, well, anyway.
So, meanwhile. It's a gray craze that has made China so rich and powerful.
Right, yeah, that's what it is. Everything's made in China, though. How do you buy? I mean, I would imagine if you walk through any adult shop,
yeah,
that everything there would be made in China.
What is it? Do they make footballs? Wait. Baseballs. Let's talk about sports for a second. This is the only thing.
Put the wrong direction.
Baseballs, footballs, basketballs, hockey pucks. Are those all made in China? Who knows the story of that?
Footballs, Wilson, and
begins with an S.
I think the footballs.
It's the name of the company that makes the basketballs, made with S. Spalding.
Yeah.
Right? Spalding, Wilson, those companies. I want to know if that stuff's made in China. Who knows the
Wilson Football Factory.
Where are they?
Pakistan is where a lot
of
stuff.
Pakistan!
Yeah.
Perfect.
Pakistan is where a lot of flags. Remember the
controversy
had like 10 years ago?
Right.
Or like after 9/11, everybody wanted the flag.
Yeah, and
there was a shortage, and then we found out they were being made in Pakistan.
Well, we found out they're made in China, too. Yeah. All right, so anyway, this is more important. I'm more interested in this than I am listening to these guys BS about climate change, which is going to be the news media will have this whole cycle, the president will be talking and saying nothing.
Costa Rica, baseballs.
Really? Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Before we leave the UN and environmental climate change discussions, there is a study out today on the pollution, these corporations that are polluting, and what the United Nations is going to try to do is convince the member nations to cope with the problems of overheating the planet by taxing. Didn't we have this idea? Hasn't this been floating around for a while? What about the tax credits? Wasn't there something about you buy
tax credits? Right.
Yeah. So what happened to that?
You can pollute all you want as long as you pay for it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, what kind of phony baloney bull is this?
So seriously. Any rules that we make, just bypass those rules
right.
As long as you write us a check.
Right. Coal generated electricity, bad. Okay, we'll pay a fine. Yeah, okay, it's fine. Keep doing it. It's not a fine. They don't call it a tax. They call it not a user fee. What are they? There's a phrase that's used to cover these sorts of things. And it's all a mask for getting more money so they can spend it and waste it on all kinds of things. But do you think they can get help to the veterans? No, can't do that with the money that we raise in taxes.
What are they called?
They have five guys standing around the road with a shovel in their hand doing nothing while these guys like Gonzalez are jumping over the fence trying to get attention for the things that we aren't doing for them. How did our priorities get so screwed up?
How did we go from Chumbawamba to this rant?
I don't know.
Okay. You got knocked down.
Don't get knocked down, Doug. Get up again.
I'm going to get up again. School officials at Wesleyan University. See what you think about this. Those of you, let's see, Richie, when you went to school, did you belong to a fraternity?
No.
Kenny, did you belong to a fraternity?
An honorary one. Yeah.
Honorary, okay.
An honorary one.
Honors. No, they're honors fraternities.
Yeah.
I was honorary at the fraternity, but I never belonged to a sorority. No, I never belonged to either.
You didn't belong to a sorority?
No.
Okay.
No,
I guess maybe
that was so not my style.
I was a SIG. And I think back about how silly.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
Okay. How silly I thought the Greek. When I was a board member, a trustee at Heidelberg, I tried to get rid of the Greek organizations. I was the only one.
You never want it off.
No, I want football, get rid of the Greeks.
You're right. No wonder I got rid of you.
How about focus on. But I have to tell him, I left on my own. Thanks very much.
I know.
Yeah. But anyway, I was interested in education. Hello.
Right.
But there are those who say this is the sort of social education that people need. All right, that's fine. If, in fact, they do things that are good. And there are a lot of Greeks.
How did you have fun in college?
How did I have fun? I worked at the radio station. I worked at the farm. Same as I do now. When I was in college, I worked at a radio station. A lot of fun. That's how I got started.
Ted
radio.
Stiller, your best friend from college. I need to ask him if you ever had any fun.
All right, we'll give you. I'll give you.
I mean, at least I know you came away with friends, so you actually did something social.
Thank God. Who are still my friends?
Yeah, Ted, no, great guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all right. Anyway, so how did we get this off?
Because
we're
going to talk about Wesleyan University trying to kill all of the.
The school has said the Greek organizations with houses on campus have to admit both men and women to create a more inclusive, equitable, and safer campus.
What fraternity is saying no to that? Right?
That's what I'm trying to sit there and go. Go back to those swimming days of yesteryear when you were in college.
Yeah, right. I don't think it's acceptable that we have women in the fraternity. We'll only do it if they can share our bedrooms.
Oh, my God. Who came up with
women? What girls are going to want to be in these fraternities?
I know.
And if you have their phone numbers, please pass them along.
Send them along. Yeah. Right, exactly. Oh, my God.
A fully co-educational experience over the next 3 years.
Educational. Now, wait a minute. What I didn't find out was whether this is Wesleyan, Connecticut, or Wesleyan, Ohio. That's what I'm not sure. There's two Wesleyans. One of them's in Connecticut. Yeah, Connecticut, okay. Yeah. I can't imagine Ohio. They're not that progressive there yet. Connecticut, yeah. Oh, speaking of Connecticut and being progressive.
Wow, shiny penny, here we go. Boom.
No. This is very pertinent to Connecticut.
Okay.
And to people who love listening to talk radio.
With a C in it.
All right. So why is it that we have this fascination with radio talk people now? Of former politicians. We got this phony Rogers who's going to do a talk show that'll get no place because he has no charisma whatsoever. There was a guy who was Connecticut's governor who was in jail. And after he got out of jail, he got a job as a talk host at WTIC, which is the biggest radio station in Connecticut. I always went to work there once about, 25 years or 30 years ago. Great radio station. Anyway, so this guy is the disgraced governor. They give him a job as a talk show host, and he uses his job to put people on the air who are running for office around the state, and he gets them to pay him on the side. You haven't heard this story?
Yeah,
John Rowland, former governor of Connecticut, on the air at WTIC. And he did some off-the-books political consulting, such as it was. And I never thought about this. This is pretty clever, frankly. A little illegal, but it's kind of clever. So he asks, he is doing a political talk show, talking about things going on in the state from his perspective. And he gets his pals who are running for various offices, whether it's running for mayor of Stamford or want to be the attorney general of Connecticut, whatever you're running for, come on the show. You hire me as a political consultant. I'll get you elected by putting you on my radio program. That's what he did. His political consultancy consisted of people who paid him
payola
going on his radio program. And so somebody got wise to this, and I can't remember why. Well, I think it was what it was he was bashing those people who were running against the people who were paying him to be on the radio program. And so when they call for equal time, this is how stupid this guy is. He said, no, you can't come on unless you pay me. So how long is it going to take for that to see the light of day? So the guy pleads guilty. No, he thought he could rig the system. This guy is so out of touch. The people in Connecticut were so steamed at this guy, he did not take a plea bargain. They said, you plead to lesser charges and you get 18 months in the slammer. He says, no, I'm not guilty. Really? The jury took 40 minutes to find him guilty on all counts.
Yeah.
How long do you think he's going to go away for? It ain't going to be 18 months. I'll tell you that. And people inside the big house love politicians and cops and stuff,
At
especially
my wife's
the pretty ones.
Radio station in Columbia. This is one of the biggest problems that you have to deal with is the reporters out there getting paid to report positively or negatively on a politician during election season.
Yep. Okay, let's pause for a moment, and then we come back. A lot of television news, including a pretty interesting speculative piece. I'll tease it a little by telling you, if you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see what Jennifer's going to tell you about Charlie Sheen up next here on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the CAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Studies show that car crashes have been the leading cause of death of teens for over three decades, and the most dangerous time behind the wheel is their first year on the road. Many of these potentially fatal crashes are preventable with education and awareness. And that's why State Farm launched the Celebrate My Drive campaign to get teens thinking about safe driving. Now through October 7th, administrators can register their high schools at CelebrateMyDrive.com to participate. Friends and family can make safe driving commitments online to support their high school from October 15th to the 24th. 10 schools will win $100,000 grants, and two also win a private concert by the band Perry. 90 additional schools will win $25,000 grants. The campaign includes large school and small school divisions, and winners will be selected based on total online commitments. Visit CelebrateMyDrive.com to learn more. No purchase necessary. Ends 10/25/14. Official rules at CelebrateMyDrive.com/rules.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
All right, time now to check television news. Jennifer Horn is in charge of that, unless I horn in on her. I will give you, I'm going to let you take it away. I'm just going to tell people two important stories today. One of them about Charlie Sheen. The other one has to do with Stephen King and J.J. Abrams.
I'm going to let you talk about everything.
Oh, my God, really? Okay, go ahead.
Teaming up for a new TV series. You're going to tell them all about it, though, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm going to tell them about it. Okay.
Yes, you are.
All right, so Charlie Sheen, let's start there. He has decided he wants to return to Two and a Half Men. Yes, the story is at DougStephan.com. He said in a recent interview that he approached the production team behind Two and a Half Men about reprising his role in the series.
His pal, the guy who called him every name in the book.
Yeah, right.
Lowry.
Yeah. Chuck Lowry. As it gears up for the final season, I think this would be good because the ratings have been okay. I mean, they've hung in there.
Yeah.
But I think to have Charlie back would make the show go out with a bang. So I think that would be kind of a fun thing.
The Big Bang Theory, huh?
I think that is my theory.
How do they get back together after everything they said to each other just 3 years
ago? Well, and Charlie
Sheen's
supposed to be dead, too, on the show.
Yeah, that's
all right, Dougie.
Yes,
I'm so excited to tell you this story. Do you know what a Levantula is?
A Levantula. It's, let's see, a Levantula is a tarantula that lives in Levant.
Okay, it's a you're close. It's a lava-breathing tarantula. Ooh. And sci-fi announced plans. You know how they do Sharknado?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is the newest lava-breathing tarantula that'll be released from the Santa Monica Mountains, from ancient volcanoes in the Santa Monica Mountains.
Perfect.
And these lava-breathing tarantulas are going to take over Los Angeles.
Ah.
But here's the good part. Guess who's in the cast to save the city of Los Angeles?
Shatner.
No, it's Steve Guttenberg.
Really?
And not only that, but his Police Academy co-stars, Leslie Easterbrook, and remember, Michael Winslow, the guy.
Right, so this is going to be a silly fun thing.
It's going to be awesome, just like Sharknado, plus Nia Peebles and Ralph Garman.
Is it a TV series?
Well, no, it's a TV movie, like Sharknado was.
Okay.
All right, Stephen King and J.J. Abrams, you teased that, Dougie. They're going to team up in this TV series about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It's based on King's best-selling novel, 11/22/63. It centers on a high school English teacher who travels back in time to prevent Kennedy's death.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, there are some reports out from Saturday Night Live about some big changes. Kenan Thompson, who's one of the oldest, not in age, but has been on the show the longest. Senior, there you go. Cast members on the show is leaving. He says no hard feelings. He's going to move to L.A. and try try to do some sitcoms. Mm-hmm. And then Bill Hader, who was on the show, is coming back to Saturday Night Live to host the show when it starts off on October 11th.
Really? How exciting is that?
Yeah.
All right, good job.
Sorry, Jim. It goes downhill after you talk about a Lavangela.
Yeah, I know. It's nothing much to see here. 51 after the hour.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. In a moment, we're going to present to you our video of the day. Now, people say, wait a minute, Doug, hold on just a second. Isn't this the Doug Steffens Good Day radio program? How can you present the video of the day, Doug? Come on, Doug, stop yanking our chains. Well, we're going to present the audio from the video of the day. Jennifer.
It is awesome.
It is awesome. All right. This is a story. They come from a reporter in Austin, Texas, who is interviewing a high school football player after his team won. And the inspirational words that he used are viral, going viral, inspiring a lot of people, not just high school football players either. So we'll have the inspiration for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in making strides against breast cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at makingstrideswalk.org.
Okay, so by the way, you can sign up for that with Jennifer. There's a really cool website. May I suggest you, Joe, you go check it out. Doug Steffen, Good Day Facebook page has the information, but you can also go to makingstrides.org to sign up and get a prize for participating with Jennifer in the walk. All right, so as I said, the video is basically inspiration for youngsters no matter what their circumstance. So this is the audio, but you got to watch the expression on this kid's face.
This is a high school kid. High school. Be reminded of that.
Yeah,
okay.
Video of the day, audio.
Hey, Joaquin, I'm out here with Apollos Hester, wide receiver for the Patriots. You guys had one heck of a game tonight. How'd it go? I mean, it was going a little back and forth. You guys knew it was going to be a tough dogfight out there, and it was. So what were you guys able to do to come back and win this thing?
All right, well, at first we started slow. We started real slow. And, you know, that's all right. That's okay, because sometimes in life you're going to start slow. That's okay. We told ourselves, hey, we're going to start slow. We're going to keep going fast. We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're going to finish hard. We're going to finish fast. Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us. But it took guts. It took an attitude. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to be successful is an attitude. And that's what our coach told us. He said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. You're going to go out there. You're going to battle. You're going to fight. You're going to do it for one. You're going to do it for one another. Do it for each other. You're going to do it for yourself.
Do it for the giver.
Do it for us. And you're going to go out with this win. And we believe that. We truly did. And it's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling when you truly believe that you're going to be successful. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the scoreboard, you're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you know that it's going to pay off. And if it doesn't pay off, you continue to give God the glory. If you still lose the game, you continue to get each other's back. And that's what we realized. Win or lose, we realized that we were going to be all right. It was going to be okay. We're gonna keep smiling. It was awesome. Awesome.
You guys got attitude. You guys can't tell.
All right.
We met earlier.
Can we get
weekend,
rid of this girl and just fast forward to whatever he says?
He's right here.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, you can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams. Keep smiling no matter what you're going through. If you fall down, just get up. If you can't get up, your friends are there to help you up. Your mom is there. Your daddy's there. God's there. Hey, I'm there to help you up. You're there. It's going to be all right. Just keep smiling, man.
Man.
Yeah. Sounds like Matthew McConaughey, doesn't he, in a sense? A
he's
young Matthew McConaughey.
Is he
had that?
Yeah, a little while.
That's great. Why is it that these television stations keep finding these annoying twerps to do the interview? Where do these people come from?
Coverage, Doug.
It's like no, the girl. I'm not talking about that. The girl doing the reporting.
No, that's high school coverage.
It was a high school doing the...
It's high school, local high school coverage thing.
But was it a high school girl doing the interview, or was that a real...
No, she was probably in her 20s.
Yeah, right. Forget it. But he was great. God love him. That's what you should pay attention to. Check out the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.